That's it. Let that praise roll. Hallelujah. Let the hallelujah. We praise you. We lift you up. I believe there's a willingness to worship tonight in the house of the Lord. I mean, there's a gratefulness, a thankfulness in our hearts. Amen. And that just expresses itself so many ways as we've just sang in those choruses. Why don't you just give another praise before we go any further? Lord, we're so thankful, God, for your grace and your goodness. So thankful for your salvation. So thankful to know you, Lord Jesus, to know your power, to feel your spirit, God, even as we are in this service tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We magnify you. We praise and exalt you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, well, I said this is a different kind of a service tonight. And most years, I ask a few people from the congregation to speak, and I just kind of moderate things. But the pandemic, I decided to do things a little bit different, to go a different route. Now, the downside of that is you have to listen to me tonight. But the upside is you get to hear from a lot more people than just two or three, as we usually do in previous years. And you will also get to hear some people that would not usually be willing to get in this pulpit. I mean, but they were willing to send in a thanksgiving, what God has done for them, and they have a testimony of God's goodness. Several weeks ago, I did send out an email asking for three things that you were thankful for, and I received about two dozen responses, so I kind of combed through those, and I placed them in different areas of thanksgiving that we're going to talk about. So I'm going to ask you tonight for your help. That's why I've left you standing, those in the building here tonight, for just a moment, because if you're willing to help, you can be seated. Amen, and that help is this. We're going to hear testimonies, but we're also going to pause to give thanks to God. Amen, and to praise him and to exalt him, and we're going to pause to pray, and we're going to pause to do those kind of things throughout this service. So, you ready to hear what God has done in people's lives? Amen. As we heard Sunday in the early service, for those that, of us that were here for that service, Philippians 4:6 says this, be anxious for nothing or be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And so we are going to give thanks tonight for what God has done for us. The first thanks that came directly out of this pandemic situation. Aren't you thankful God's people can look at a situation which just looks terrible, that looks bleak, that the world scratches their heads, that I don't know what to do with it, and yet through that comes a thanksgiving. Isaiah said it this way, in the midst of adversity, you can find a place of refuge. He said this, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, fear not, because I've redeemed you. I've called thee by name, and you are mine. And so when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, they're not going to overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. Aren't you glad for a God that always keeps his promises? And aren't you thankful for that? Amen. And so the first response I received, in fact, the very first one that came in, was from Sister Kelly McGuire. And she said this, in the month of March, and I'm sure some of you can relate to this, we were thankful for a clear calendar. And I'm not so sure it was clear at the beginning of March, but about March 17th or 18th, suddenly it just cleared real fast, right? And she said this, in the midst of all the craziness, our lives just came very slow. And there was a great blessing in that. Can you say amen? I mean, this life gets so hectic sometimes and things going on and everything, and God kind of just stopped us and said, you know what, slow down a minute. Brother Adam Dennis said, God's peace throughout this year, and he said that we received it in times of contentment and in times of craziness. God just sent a peace in the midst of that storm. In fact, Allison Trask said this, I give thanks for quiet time with God. And I'm sure with the way this pandemic went, there was plenty of quiet time, but it gave us an opportunity to draw closer to him. Andrew and Angela West said they were thankful for a peaceful and safe home that has been our haven during this unsettling times. And Sister Schnur wrote that in 2019, she said it was very stressful. She said there was a lot of things that were really there. And finally, throughout that year, by the end of the year, I began to have a peace with God. And God allowed me to have sleep and to have rest and a faith in God. And then she said, and then came March 2020, the beginning of pandemic, fear, financial hardships, civil and political unrest. But God had prepared me last year, and he was in control, and my fear and worry does nothing to help a situation. So my hope and my trust is in him, and he has given me a peace that is carrying me through these difficult times. I am so thankful, she said, to know the Prince of Peace. Aren't you thankful, church, that we can say those kind of things? I mean, the world looks around, they can't say that. What brings peace in the middle of trouble? Aaron Bachman said this, I'm thankful I'm not in control. Can you say amen to that? He said, I'm not God. He said, there is someone, I'm thankful, that is more qualified to run this world. And he went on to say, even in this pandemic, he said, my family has been able to grow by leaps and bounds. He said, and I am thankful for the opportunity for growth that this year has provided. Now, who would think that? In a pandemic. Finally, Amber's found that in the midst of the pandemic that she could draw closer to God. She said, I'm thankful to God for using this pandemic to stir me. During the months of extreme lockdown, the few options for activity, entertainment were few. She said, I felt God drawing me closer and come closer to him. And with every step I took toward him, it was like he took 10 toward me. Our relationship is deeper than before, and I'm so thankful that he disturbed me from my comfort zone. Now, I don't know what the world gives thanks for in the middle of a pandemic, but I see a church that says, you know what, I'm thankful that God just stopped us, and God gave peace, and God gave strength. If you feel that way, why don't you just worship him throughout? Give him that thanksgiving from your heart. So thankful, God, because in the midst of what the world might look at as trouble and tribulations and trials and everything else, Lord, all the crazinesses, as we have heard, God, you've been there every step of the way. You've been the comfort, Lord, that we need. You've been the peace that we've needed. You've been strength, God. Hallelujah. You've even stopped us, God, and said, draw closer to me. We thank you for that, God. God, thankful for what you have done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Not only did God provide a haven during this time of trouble, but he also gave comfort to some that lost loved ones. Brother Buddy said, my mother passed away during this pandemic. He said it was over an extended period of time as her health would decline. He said, but I am so thankful that God was with me and my family every step of the way. He said he provided love, comfort, his hand in the details, and his great presence through it all. Even now, he said, he continues to shower us with great care, and we're looking forward and so very thankful for the hope that we have in knowing the day will come when we will be in his presence and with our loved ones forevermore. Brother Fred Bradley said he had a terrible family tragedy, the loss of his son Frederick. He said, but I know without a doubt that the prayers from the church family has sustained me. It lifted me up. It's given me strength. He said, words cannot convey my thankfulness for the prayers, and I'm thankful for being able to attend services. Church is my rock because Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I know others have lost loved ones during this time for different reasons, but we've had a God that is there. He said this way, when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I am with you. Why don't you just thank God for his presence, no matter what the circumstances, Lord, no matter how dark this world may seem around us, even, Lord, when we face that hand of death upon our lives, upon our families, Lord Jesus, I'm thankful to know that you are the peace that passes all understanding. We're thankful to know, God, that you are there to help us, to walk along beside us, Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In that last Thanksgiving I read, Brother Fred mentioned the church family, and many of you that wrote in spoke of the importance of the family here at Apostolic Pentecostal Church. Several of you specifically mentioned the prayers of the family and also a thankfulness for our pastor. Sister Betty Brady said, I'm thankful for my church, for my pastor, and for all the good preaching at APC. Jeff Dale said, I'm thankful for my church and the atmosphere of growth. Throughout the years I've come to APC, I've always been challenged. I've been built into and stretched to go further in my relationship with the Lord and in my pursuit to be the best that I can be. Sister Fenimore said, thankful for a praying church that we can call on when we're in need. Andrea Sanders had put hers using the letters of thanks, and her letter K was for kinship. She said, and that includes family and church family. Where would we be without either one, she asked. Sister Gretchen Trask said, I'm thankful for a church and a pastor that keeps it safe. Allison said, I'm grateful for people. I'm grateful for our church community that comes together and supports one another. And then she said, I'm grateful to see people in person. We're glad to see you, Sister Allison, men tonight. Sister Carissa said, I'm thankful for the power and the beauty of my relationships with God, the Bible, family, church, and friends. Sister Donna Black said, I'm thankful for a pastor and a church that preaches truth. And she said, I'm thankful for our loving family and precious friends. Sister Fenimore said, I am thankful for all the godly preachers and saints at Apostolic Pentecostal Church. Andrea Sanders said, I'm thankful for apostolic doctrine and so thankful for truth. Sister Amber said, for the work that God is doing in and through the APC family. I'm thankful for the testimonies I hear from brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for moments I've witnessed the body of Christ ministering to one another. If you're thankful to be a part of this great family of God, why don't you just thank him for it right now? I know it's been different. We haven't been able to pray with one another the way we used to. But Lord, we're so thankful for your people, Lord, that you have called us by your name, placed us in your body, Lord. We're so thankful for Apostolic Pentecostal Church. We're thankful, God, where you have placed us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the care of others. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we move on from that idea, there's one more thanks that I want to read for APC. Christy Lindsay said this, we are thankful for Apostolic Pentecostal Church for always standing in the gap for us when we are in need of prayer, when we're in need of provision, and when we're in need of encouragement. She said, we have been the recipients of these types of outpouring of love by Apostolic Pentecostal Church multiple times, especially last year when we went through multiple trials. That's what the family of God does, amen? It comes together. When we face situations, when we go through things, we're there for one another. We endeavor to follow the admonition of Paul. He said this in Galatians, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And then he went on to say this, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. As you have opportunity, do good. My brother Reaver's going to come and he's going to give us some opportunities to do just that tonight.
Well, this clearly is a heartwarming service, and I think we would do well to take just a moment and thank Brother Spall for coordinating it. He's so kind to do that every year. And it really does do the heart good to hear about Thanksgiving, and he's absolutely right. We are doing it a little bit differently, but it is giving us a chance to hear from a whole lot more, and it's a good, good feeling to feel that. There are many ways, of course, to give thanks, but one of them we would do well to remember is by looking outside of ourselves and helping other people. And a couple of ways this time of year that we as a church are doing that, number one is through a Christmas for Christ offering. We have been seeing videos just before service starts for several of our recent services. And if you've been paying attention, you know clearly that the Christmas for Christ offering goes a long way in helping plant churches. Just like this, we had our beginning way back in 1935. These churches have a more recent start, but the whole concept is the same, starting churches where people can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it does take money, just to be candid about it. And so we join with other United Pentecostal churches to help in this great endeavor. And I'm thankful that our church has balance when it comes to reaching out. We certainly support the global missionaries, that the gospel would be preached to all nations, but then we don't forget the homeland. And that's what Christmas for Christ is all about. Men and women who have felt the call to plant a church, we're doing our part. And so we are going to collect an offering formally on December 20th, which is our candlelight service. Of course, you could give between now and then, but that's just the date we'd like to give it as a family here in the building. And we did have our kickoff service on November 8th with Brother Stewart. If you did not get a chance to make a commitment, you can do that. And the primary reason, as Pastor noted, that we asked for the commitment is just to give us an idea of what we might expect in a given year. And so if you can do that, I believe there are some pledge cards still available. If you've already made that pledge, thank you so much. And just remember that date of December 20th. The other opportunity that we can show our thankfulness by looking outwardly is through what we've been calling the Christmas blessing offering, which is strictly to go for members of our church who need a little kindness and extra help at the Christmas season, maybe out of work or other things have hit them financially or in some way. And so if you could be praying about what you could do as God has blessed you, and we're all, I'm sure, at different stages, but if you could give based on God's blessing in your life, be generous as you can and give. Just mark a donor envelope, Christmas blessing. We'll get it in the right fund, and we'd like to collect all of that by December 13th so that we can give it out to those who will be receiving it. And so Pastor's already compiling the list, working on that. Even though he's in North Carolina, he's keeping us busy around here and sending texts and emails and all the other stuff. So he's on top of it. But we do want to appeal to you to just be a blessing, and we have every confidence you'll do as you've done in years past, but it's just good to mention it, remind ourselves that there are folks in need, and that's what the family of God that we've been celebrating is all about, right? We do pray for one another, but I'm thankful we also support one another tangibly by giving and doing other things, groceries and all kinds of blessings that we show one to another. And so thank you in advance for what you'll do on both these great causes, and again, it's just another way of our saying thanks.
Amen. So let's remember those, our Christmas for Christ offering and our Christmas blessing offering. Before we get into some of the other areas of Thanksgiving, I want to take just a little bit of a detour on the maybe a little bit lighter side. Vicki O'Neill wrote this. She said, "I thank God for laughter because I need it on a daily basis." I can believe that out of Sister Vicki. Aren't you thankful you can have fun living for God? And I'm thankful we don't have to walk around with a sad face all the time and, you know, oh, world's so bad and this is happening, that's happening. But there is a time when we can have fun living for God. And so to that end, I want to read another Thanksgiving that I received. And I'm going to quote it directly here so that, you know, there's no question about this. "I am very thankful for apple pie. I love apple pie. I don't make apple pies, but I know that a lot of people do, especially during Thanksgiving. So I am thankful that someone will have an apple pie, even if it's not me. But I haven't given up hope that I will get an apple pie. And so if the Lord can speak through a donkey, he can surely speak to someone to bake me an apple pie, because God is good all the time," unquote. Now, I'm not completely sure where to go with this, but we just spoke of the benevolence of APC and the Christmas blessing. Years ago, Brother Wolf, who was a superintendent, Illinois District Superintendent, he'd get up at camp meeting and he'd say, "We have a need for this much money for lights and this much money for to pay the taxes and this much for the campground." And he'd say, "And I'm just praying out loud." That was his way of saying, "I'm just going to present the need and hopefully it'll catch someone's heart." So, praying out loud. So although HIPAA won't allow us to reveal the name of the individual that's thankful for apple pie, if you'd like to contribute to the APC Apple Pie Blessing Fund, put your pie in the appropriate container, mark it APC Pie Blessing, and we'll be sure it gets into the right hands, all right? Sister Kay Hamby thanks you ahead of time, even though she did put you in the same category as Balaam's donkey. Well, as Vicki said, thank God for laughter, right? Amen. So how do we recover for that? Of course, Sister Kay did have more to be thankful for than apple pie. She said this, "I'm very thankful for my job." She said, "I've not had to miss one day of work due to any kind of COVID restrictions." And several of you agreed with her. Brother Adam Dennis said, "I'm thankful for God's provision throughout this year in allowing us not to have an interruption of our employment." Karen Lindsay said this, January this year, she said, I started my own accounting business. I retired from my full-time job at an accounting firm in May. This is a good year to start a business, right? But she said, God has blessed me so much, I have a very large profit from my first year in business, and gives thanks to God for that. And the West family said, thankful for financial blessings. Even during this crazy time, we've both been blessed with good and steady jobs. Sister Sandy Bartell said, I'm thankful because she had one daughter that lost her job but was able to get it back reinstated under circumstances that normally wouldn't happen. She said, and my granddaughter Megan got a new job that's close to home, making more money and with better benefits. She said, I'm thankful that this time all my family is employed. Sister Gretchen said her husband had a new job. He lost his right in the middle of the summer, but he got a new job and has already had a raise on this new job. And she said, I'm also thankful that I've had a job and been able to work all through the pandemic. Aren't you thankful that God makes a way when it looks like everything around us, we're not going to know what to do? He has provided. If he's provided for you, and why not just give him a thanksgiving for that right now? So thankful, God, that you have been there, Lord Jesus, every step of the way, that you're there to help us, God, in so many ways, in Jesus' name. Now, I realize that some of you have lost jobs, and you may still be unemployed. Wonder if anyone in here has a job situation. I know some that are at home, or you just need God to work something out. If you just raise a hand just for a moment, man. No job situations in here. Well, I know there are others. A hand somewhere. These lights are hiding. I can't see it. Right over here. All right. God's able to work it out, church. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray for these that have raised their hands and others that you might know that need a job situation worked out. Lord, in Jesus' name, we're thankful, God, for these testimonies that we have heard already, Lord Jesus, that you've provided, that you've made a way, that you have blessed. There are others, God, still looking, Lord Jesus. I know, God, you're able to open a door. You're able to provide, Lord. We believe it. We stand on the promises of your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind together right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, for an answer to these prayers. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm not going to read all the comments because they were many, but many expressed thanks for their family, just a thankfulness for their family. Some husbands gave thanks for their wife. In fact, one said, I want to be just like her. I'm not sure what that meant exactly, so I didn't give a name there, but wanted to be thankful for their husbands, for their children, for their grandchildren. Amen. And even some gave thanks for their pets. And Liam and Ava were thankful for their pets and for their friends. And so thankful for that. Not only were they thankful for family, but they were also many that gave thanks for their home. Glad I have a house to live in. Glad I have a home, a place that I can stay. Why not just give God a great big thanks for your family, for the home, whatever he has provided that way. So thankful, God. I know these are things that sometimes we overlook or we don't think about a whole lot, Lord. But so thankful, God, where you have placed us. And so thankful, God, for our families and what you have provided. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Another area that many of you expressed was a thanksgiving for salvation. Man, and I know that hits home to all of us that are here tonight. So thankful that God has saved us. Brother Jeff Dale said, I'm thankful for the transformation God has brought about in my life. He took me up from a place of hopelessness, living on the streets, addicted to alcohol and drugs, into a life I never dreamed possible through him. Man, I'm thankful God still does that, aren't you? Amen. And whether you're here tonight or whether you're watching online, if you need a touch from the Lord, he is able to save. It doesn't matter where you're at, what you're going through, what happens in your life. Amen. God is able to reach us. Sister Donna Black said, I am thankful to be free from sin. Amber said, I'm thankful to be called a child of God, to be cared by him, loved by him, because I belong to him. Mr. Vicki O'Neill said, I thank God for his grace and for his mercy and for his salvation. She said, I don't know what I would do without it. If you're thankful for the salvation God has given, hallelujah, that he reached down and touched your life, that he lifted you out of sin, that he put your feet on a rock, why don't you give him a praise and thanksgiving for that right now? So thankful, God, more than anything, that you have saved us, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross, that you shed your blood, that we might live, Lord, and have eternal life, Jesus, that you saved us from our sins, Lord. We praise you for it. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Man, and we know this. The Bible tells us that salvation is for whosoever will. Anyone that is willing, anyone that wants it, it is for you today. Amen. God is able to save. We also know this, though, that Jesus is coming soon and that he is coming for those who are ready. And when you look at those two thoughts, Peter puts them together in his epistle, and he says this. He reminds us, first off, that Jesus is coming, and he talks, let's be mindful of that. And then he said this in 2 Peter 3:9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. In other words, he is going to do what he said he is going to do, as some men count slackness. But then he said this, but he is long-suffering to usward. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so in the context of what he's saying there, he said, you know, Jesus is coming. He's given us that promise. And some people say, well, where's the promise of his coming? We've heard it all of our lives. He said, he is coming, but he's also long-suffering because he's not willing that any should perish. There was a song written, now it's been, I think, about 65 years ago. It said this, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. Just a few more days to get our loved ones in. And to that end, Sister Jerry Kreider gave this thanksgiving. She said this, I'm thankful that God hasn't come yet and left my son and grandson behind. Let that settle in for a minute. She said, my son is 40, my grandson is 18, and I keep praying and praying. I wonder how many of us here could say the same thing. Lord, I'm thankful because I know somebody that I want to see saved. I've got a loved one. I've got a son, a daughter. I've got a parent. I've got a grandparent. I've got a cousin. I've got a close friend, and I want to see them saved. Does that strike a note with anyone tonight? I mean, do you have loved ones you want to see saved? Is there someone that you know that just needs a little more time? Why don't you just lift a hand right now? Amen. And let's begin to pray. Lord, in your name, I'm thankful, God, for the promise that you're coming. Lord, and as your word says, we say, even so, Lord, come quickly. But Lord, yet even as we say that, in your long suffering, reach down to those that are lost. Reach down to those family members. Reach down, Lord, hallelujah, to loved ones that we want to see saved. Reach down, God, and touch their lives. Begin to stir them. Begin to work in them, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to draw them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us do, as Sister Kreider said, to keep praying and to keep praying, to keep seeking, Lord. Hallelujah. To keep holding them up before you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Knowing, God, that you hear, that you love, that you're concerned. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, many of you wrote a thanks for miracles and for healing and for good health. Here's just a sample of those. The McGuire said, this fall, our family has seen God change impossible situations. Said, I am thankful, they said, for a God who cares about the details of our lives. Aaron Bachman said, I'm thankful that he was able to walk away from a car accident at 60 miles an hour, and yet the protection of God was upon him. Adam Dennis said, I am thankful for God's protection through this year in my family's health and safety. Brother Fred Bradley said on January 22nd, he had a severe asthma attack. He had to call 911 and spent 4 nights in the hospital. But then he said this, I believe the prayers from the church family hastened my recovery. The West family said, we've been in good health. Even Andrew was diagnosed with COVID. It was a very mild case. God was with us. Kay Hamby said, I am very thankful for good health, especially during this time. I've been praying for Sister Sandy Bartell, and she said this, I am extremely thankful. My lymphoma stage 4 cancer is in remission. Amen. That's all right. Go ahead. Lord, we thank you for these testimonies, Lord. Hallelujah. For your power, Lord Jesus. For your strength, God. Hallelujah. For your help. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you stand, those in the building tonight. Mention these that are given testimonies and a thanksgiving for God's healing and God's provision and God's protection. Amen. We want to pray for Brother Roy Barnhill tonight. It's been a long ordeal, but he's making progress. Heard some good reports even this week. Let's remember him, man, Roy Barnhart, and also continue to pray for his wife, Debbie, that God would give them strength during this time for healing. Both Paula and Justo Zavalas needing strength in the Lord. Both have COVID. She's doing much better. He is also making progress. So we want to remember them and hold them up in prayer. And Daryl Forbes needing a touch from the Lord for healing. Man, if you know anyone, why don't you take those names also in prayer? But let's go for these right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we've just heard thanksgivings and praises, Lord, for what you have done. We're thankful for the testimonies that we have heard. Thankful, God, for what you are doing, Lord. And we pray for these right now, Lord, for Brother Roy Barnhill, Lord Jesus, your strength to him, for Paula and Justo Zavalas, Lord, you're touching your strength. You're lifting it up to Daryl Forbes. In Jesus' name, you are a healer, Lord. Others we may know, God. We pray, Lord, that you will reach down, that you will heal. Your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And we hold to those promises right now, Lord, as your church binds together. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, to thank you for that goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you just lift both hands and give him a thanksgiving tonight, Lord. So thankful for your word. So thankful, God, hallelujah, for the testimonies of your people. So thankful, God, because you've been with us, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Savior. We thank you, Savior. We thank you, Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I know I've kind of mixed these all up and put them in different categories and didn't hit 100% of all of them, but I tried to hit as many as I could there. But I'm going to end with three things, and these three all come from one person, and he's not able to be with us because he is with his brother-in-law, sister-in-law out in North Carolina. But our pastor wrote in, and we all know that he has had some health issues also this year. In fact, right at the beginning of the pandemic, right as it started, he had to announce to the church a cancer situation. And here's what he said. I'm not thankful for the cancer experience. Not thankful for that, and I understand that. But he said, I am thankful for this, that in the middle of that experience, he said, number one, during the first appointment with the oncologist asked to close the appointment with prayer. That makes you feel good, wouldn't it? I mean, you know what you're facing, and the doctor says, well, why don't we pray? So he said, I'm thankful for that. The second thing he said, I'm thankful that the treatment was radiation and not chemotherapy. He said, I guess in this instance, I'm just thankful for what was not or what did not occur. So he's thankful for that. And I think we would agree with him in that situation. And then he said this, lastly, I am thankful for the opportunities that I have had to witness to the doctor, to fellow patients, to the nurses, and some of them are expressing their desire to attend APC and serve the Lord. You never know when you're going through something who God's working on, who God's working through, and how he's going to work things out. Aren't you thankful to serve a God like that? Why don't we once again give him another praise and a thanksgiving?
Oh, we've got so many reasons. Why don't you pick at least one or two? And why don't we close this time together giving God just a great sound of thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. We could go down the line tonight, God. Thank you for a church. Thank you for healing. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Jesus. We honor you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just those categories alone show us we have got a whole lot to be thankful for. During that first and second song, as we sang and stand over in this corner, I just looked across the room at a church and a group that collectively has probably had one of the most crazy and tumultuous years of their life. But even still, it didn't take the first verse for the church and many to stand and others to lift their hands and lift their voices. And you couldn't tell other than the masks what year we've been through, because our praise does not hinge on a year and what kind of year. Our praise is just about a God who's been faithful even in this year of 2020. We've got so many reasons to thank him and to praise him. We're leaving tonight in the spirit of thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for a faithful God and for a faithful church. And we have seen both of those. We've seen the church be the church even in a year that didn't exactly lend itself to it. I know our pastor takes time usually throughout this service to thank the church, and I know he would say that himself. I'll just thank him, or thank you all on his behalf. Thank you for being a faithful church. And we also thank the Lord for our pastor and our leadership. And Sister Williford, we thank God for leaders who are faithful and consistent.